Yes, I mean, Myers, I mean, you know, definitely, I suppose you could say, and then we probably stole it. And I mean, it was played in very difficult conditions. I mean, Westmeath played with the breeze in the first half, with a very strong breeze coming across pitch and that. And they led 7-2 at half time and that. But I mean, we got into the dressing room at half time, and basically, you know, we didn't really play in the first half. We didn't play to our potential, the potential that these girls are capable of playing. And that was basically the disappointing thing for us. And basically, you know, you don't mind getting beaten if you put in a performance, but we weren't putting in a performance, and you know, that was a hard thing for us to take. I mean, because we had put in a lot of training, and you know, these girls had done a lot themselves in the gym and that. So we were very disappointed, and we spoke about it at half time. And you know, again in the second half, we found it out. But I mean, the last 15 minutes, credit to them, you know, they never get up, they dug deep, and you know, they say goals win games. And for us to be, you know, we wanted that big score, and we got it from Amber in about 15 minutes into the second half. And after that, basically, you know, we took over the game and played, you know, a bit better. But I still say we didn't play to the potential that we're still capable of playing. And the result, and we're happy to come up with 3 points.
I suppose in the first game of the season, it's difficult maybe to get into the swing, and therefore, you know, especially playing against the breeze, going to leave it very difficult to get the scores.
Yes, I mean, it was difficult, and also they were playing on AstroTurf, and again, playing, you know, we haven't played on it, I mean, and you know, they had the advantage of that, and you know, the ball bounced and the skids more on AstroTurf compared to a pitch, and I mean, and it was hard for us to get the bounce of the ball, and you know, these bounces go against you, and I mean, and you know, it was just basically frustrating for the girls, and you know, we missed a few wide and that, and but I mean, basically, you know, the girls got in at half time, you know, we reorganised things, and you know, we put in a few subs, and oh, thankfully, we got the result, and you know, they put in a last good 15 minutes, and you know, it's very encouraging. We got a win, and we have a lot to work on, and that's what you want at the start of the league.
You were saying about the players training maybe on their own as well as collectively. That's what maybe stood to you at the end when the fitness told.
Yes, and I mean, that was one thing I said after the game. You know, I mean, it was a never say die attitude. They never give up, and they kept going to the final whistle. And you know, the true saying, you know, the game is never over until the final whistle. And that was our case today. And that, you know, we're lucky we got the few breaks, and when the goal went in the second half, the bit, you know, we got the state of belief, and it's amazing what a goal will do. It's a big score in a game when it was fairly tight, and that. So the girls got that bit of belief, and again, and when you get the bit of belief, and you get the bounce of the ball going with you, you know, definitely, you know, we pushed on for the last 10 minutes, and you know, we ran out fairly comfortable winners in the end.
Westmeath, one of the better teams, I presume, in Division 2, but what are your ambitions for this season?
Well, I mean, you know, definitely the Division 2 will be, you know, we want to, you know, to get to the final and win Division 2. That's our aim, and that. Now, you know, Westmeath will be one of the tough ones, but Cavan will be fairly strong there as well, and then you have Clare and Leash, and that will be fairly strong. So, I mean, definitely we're taking the game by game, and we have Leash at home next weekend, and that mean, and, you know, they came down from Division 1 last year, so, you know, we're not going to underestimate them, and, you know, it's going to be another big challenge, but if we get another win next weekend, it'll be a huge bonus to us the first two games.
Have you a full panel to pick from?
Yes, Miles, we're nearly a full pack out from Karen Guthrie. Karen, we got an operation there in the beginning of January, so she's out for another couple of weeks, but hopefully from that we have nearly everyone to pick from.